New shit.
New shit.
Dear white girls in my Spanish class, I see you. Stumbling so hard you laugh through entire sentences because my ancestors are a punchline and everything that comes out of your mouth is funny. Funny. Guess I'm used to being a joke, a brown body splayed and smoldering at the corner of your lip. I just want to know, when you hold the sacred sound on your tongue, do you feel less holy? Why are you here? I bet you thought this class would be easy, since Spanish is what poor brown people speak, right? Not something you actually have to try to understand, not fancy or sophisticated, not like French, the language you love overpronouncing as if compensating for your basic American whiteness. You are not special. You are the reason my grandmother feared her children would speak with accents. So afraid, she buried her first language in the space between blood and bone because your grandparents wouldn't let her make a home outside her body. Did your ancestors protect you from pain by withholding what they knew of a country before this one? Let me be clear. Spanish was given to my people at the end of a sword, forced in our throats gory, sharpened under the colonizer's constant eye. Each rolled R is a red, wet fingerprint pointing me back to this. Spanish is not my native tongue. English is not my native tongue. The languages I speak are bursting with blood, but they are all I have. I own only my hot mouth, speeding against assimilation's clock and a colonial legacy you won't even try to pronounce. So I'll ask again. Why are you here? Do you think my grandmother's accent a sickness? One so volatile, you call yourself gringa at every chance, so I won't make fun of you when you make fun of the way my language sounds to you. Don't you know I had to fight for this? For each scrap of culture I could get my hands on, even if its lineage is as European as yours? My father, a black American man, is descended from slaves. I'm not sure if you understand what that means. I am descended from slaves. I want to know where I come from, but I can only trace my history in one direction, so I am here in yet another Spanish class, desperately reaching for a language I hope will choose me back someday. What is it like to be a tourist in the halls of my shame, to not be expected to speak better than you do, to visit Mexico and not care that people mistake you for being from somewhere else? How does it feel to take a foreign language for fun, to owe your history nothing?
Good morning. Let me prepare this. Good enough. Today, my people, is Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. I'm living in the age of the Corona 19 COVID virus. And that was a really very genuine, down-to-earth message, right, of a girl, you know, looking for acceptance, looking for her roots, you know, not knowing Spanish, being from what I presume, having a Mexican mom, you know, and not knowing the Spanish language because her mom was doctored into not teaching her children the Spanish language just because she didn't want her to be, you know, ridiculed for where she comes from, you know, and having a black father, you know, I could totally empathize with her. I also took I also took Spanish, but, you know, I didn't take it serious, if I'm being honest, you know. And the thing is that Spanish is not the native language of the Mexicans, you know, over most of South America. And in fact, like Nahuatl, which is the Aztec language, right? That's part of the Yuko, you know, I forget the Yuto Aztecan, like, I don't know the exact name of the root of the languages, of all the Native American languages, but if you can see that they get traced, they basically all come from the, from, you know, Asia somewhere, you know, and then it gets spread out eastwards. Some tribes stay in like Alaska, Canada, that those areas, the First Nations, you know, and then they get spread into the northeastern United States, southeastern United States, you know, and then it keeps going south into Tenochtitlan, and even further down, you know, all the way down to what is now Uruguay and Argentina, you know. So it's a long line of languages, you know, so it all extends back to the origin of the First Nation. So it's kind of crazy, you know, and something tells me that there's some sort of catastrophe that happened, and it killed off a lot of the inhabitants of this continent, and that really can be attested to the fact that, for example, the Aztecs, the Mexica people, were a northern tribe of Native Americans that actually immigrated down into the south, which the story goes they were led by a hummingbird, which was Quetzalcoatl, I believe, and he led them down to Tenochtitlan, where they found the cactus and the eagle eating a snake, just as the gods prophesied. So it's kind of crazy to think about. But yeah, to get to the point, Spanish wasn't even our language, you know, and I could see this girl, you know, with brown skin and English credence, or not credence, cadence. You know, the way she speaks English, it's eloquent, you know, it's nice, and you could tell that she's been educated well to some extent. So, you know, I could see her not fitting in, or, you know, she knows that all she knows is English, right? She doesn't know any other language, you know. She has these white girls, you know, laughing and making a joke, not taking it serious. And to her, Spanish means a lot more than just a language that she can, you know, she can learn. You know, it's something easy, something, you know, people take for granted. But for her, it's something she wants to cling to her roots. She wants to, you know, reach back and figure out who she is, right? And where she comes from, and not being really given that opportunity, you know. And in some ways, that is how culture is brought down, is through language and through words, you know. And that's the quickest way to take over society, is to take the language from them, you know. And that's one thing that a lot of European powers, you know, throughout the last thousands or, you know, 10 centuries or whatnot, that's what they would do. You know, they'd come to a new place, they would conquer it, teach them a new language, you know, take on nobles' children into nobles' families at home, you know, and teach them their ways. And that was a practice that, you know, is still going on today in a lot of senses. But holy cow, is today a sunny day, busy day by the looks of it. I don't want to go to work, if I'm being quite honest with you. I am, I wish I could just afford to take a whole week off and just edit videos and try to catch up, so I'm doing like daily uploads, you know, but it's just so unbearable, it's so unmanageable to keep up a insanely stressful full-time job and at the same time, you know, try to create content and write scripts and, you know, think of ideas and edit and this and that. You know, it's a tough routine, and if you don't have motivation, it's almost a seemingly impossible goal to achieve. Oh gosh, it's so hot, 85 degrees, but it feels like 88 at least. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have much to talk about. I might just end it here shortly. I haven't been keeping up with my schedule, but I knew I needed to. I just have to do something, and if I just stop here, you know, I don't know. I've already put enough, a lot of effort, a couple years worth into this, and I know I haven't really been the most consistent, but I'm finally starting to see some growth, and it's really been inspiring, but just a little disheartening that I haven't been finding the motivation to keep going, or the willpower to just power through some of the tough spots that I've been encountering. But soon enough, maybe I'll get over it. But anyways, I do want to just go ahead and end this early. Thank you guys for tuning in, and you guys have an excellent rest of your day. Bye bye.